Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Audio courtesy of Bally Sports. Sal sucks.
Sal sucks. The haters suck. Big week. Big week. Big week, Kenny.
It is.
First place, Guardians.
First place, Gardos.
Cavs playoffs. Deshaun Watson's locked in. Let's go. Let's go. 3 for 3. We got it.
Good day. It's good Friday, everybody. It's a good ass day.
Let's go.
Cavaliers tomorrow. Okay, I got a question about that at 9:40. It's been a long week. Got a question about that at 6:40. Did I say 9:40? I meant 6:40. 9:40.
6:40, 7:40, 8:40. We're going to do it.
I'm sorry. I was very distracted right before the show with the, hey, listeners. I'm sorry. Kevin Stefanski.
Hey, fellow kids.
Kevin Stefanski is going to join us at 8 o'clock this morning. So make sure you're listening to that. Best thing about the Guardians right now, 216-474-0092. I want to know the best thing about the Guardians, other than winning games. You can't just say winning games. I wanted to know the best thing about them and how they're winning games today. That's what I want to know. I want to ask everybody before we get to some of the Tristan McKenzie stuff. I want to know the best thing about them right now.
I'll say pretty fearless. Everybody was talking about their schedule to start out the year, and then they have a walk-off against the Yankees. They take 3 out of 4. They win Patriots Day in Boston. How are you not feeling great about that?
That's a big one. They think God's with them on that day, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a huge one. To win that one, we're the bad guys on that one.
They are 13-6.
Yep. It's a record. I got an idea of what I think is the best thing about the Guardians right now, but I want to go around the room. Owen, best thing about the Guardians right now. You can't say they're winning games.
Yeah, offensive run production. It's something we didn't see that often last season.
Tone, what's the run diff? Tell everybody the diff.
It's incredible. Right now, plus 37. It is the second highest in all of the major
Hell
leagues.
Of a number. Hell of a number. But who's the highest?
Right now, it is... Wow, the Kansas City Royals.
Yep, Kansas City. They're 12-7, though. Guardians are ahead by a game. Mitchapalooza, All Ohio. Mitch.
Yes, sir.
What's the best thing about the Guardians right now?
I think their bullpen is one of the most resilient in the league. They did get a little gas yesterday, but coming off this road trip is great. They are a top 5 team in the league in ERA total, so I'm loving it right now.
Would you have taken Carlos Carrasco out with 2 down in the 6th?
I mean...
Ooh, big, heavy sigh.
It was a tough decision just seeing what happened yesterday, but I might have sucked it out.
He's at 89 pitches?
Yeah, he was at 89 pitches. There were 2 down in the 6th. Then he put a runner on, and then Cade Smith came in. There was a single, a triple. No. Yes, a single, a triple, then a balk.
Then a balk, yeah.
Which, you know, we always say on this show, balks come in bunches, so you better watch out tonight.
This could be the year of the balk.
Yeah, year of the balk's coming back. You got to get the offense going somehow. But they ended up winning 5-4. Best thing about the Guardians right now, Tone, go.
I'd have to stick with Steven Kwan. I think the bounce back by Kwan this year. I know
sensational.
I know that there was some concern last year, and I know you just had the 8-game streak snap, but I think that starts everything with this team.
Best thing about him, I want to say Andrés Giménez. Kind of want to say being able to find guys to play center field, and they're not. I mean, does anybody really miss Miles Straw so far?
No.
Is anybody hurting for Miles Straw? Just making sure. We have an open dialogue here, everybody. I just want to make sure that.
I was pretty high on his defense last year.
Well,
his defense
that,
is
the only thing you could be high on him about.
The offense was horrible.
But, yeah, it left a lot to be desired.
I mean, he's a gold glover in center field.
Yeah.
I think he still probably would be.
And in 1977.
He'll be batting 0.71 right now.
In the 70s, there'd be a place for him. But we're in the 2020s, and we got to have some offense. Yes, we are.
I didn't know that.
So I finding that Tyler Freeman, who I believe hit a double off the wall yesterday. And then this with Arias being able to play center field for a game the other day. That's good.
But they're just finding a new spot for him. This is going to be every single day.
This is controversial, but I got to tell you, I hear it the right way. You ready? Best thing about the Guardians right now, no Terry Francona. Can I have a minute to explain myself?
Go ahead.
216-474-0092. I think before, you remember the entire, it was a malaise during the offseason. It was a malaise of, well, now Tito's gone. We're not spending. Austin Hedges, by the way, has been fantastic behind the plate. I know everybody thinks he's overpaid, and maybe to some degree he is. I don't know. I can't say the Guardians overpay anybody. So to say Austin Hedges is overpaid, that's kind of something. However, he's been great behind the plate this year. It's a fantastic year. However, so, I mean, good God, it's been a month of baseball. But that. Everybody was in such a down mood all winter long about no Francona, and it seemed to kind of pull back the curtain on all the problems that the Guardians had had. Or the problems that the fans think the Guardians have. And we were going back to the same old, well, a Dolan's fault, Dolan's cheap, all the ugliness. And now I have a team that's playing very well without Terry Francona. Like, he was a security blanket. It's not that Terry Francona is not a good manager. It's not that we overrated him. None of that. Not saying any of that. The point of it is that you're doing it without our security blanket. Like, I think fans have to focus in a little bit more with a new manager. You're seeing some of the trials and errors. Like, yeah, maybe he could have left Carlos Carrasco in there with a runner on first and two down there to finish up the sixth. Maybe he could have done that. Didn't do it. Still won the game 5-4.
The
I mean, we take what we get, but they're doing it.
Yeah, the Tito
factor. They're doing it without a security blanket.
I got to be honest. The Tito thing isn't top of mind for me because I thought the best advantage about Tito was the way that he managed things over the course of 162. So I won't be able to judge how Vogt is doing, you know, with that
obviously.
Until so much further along.
Now, I'm not saying Stephen Vogt's a better manager, like for crying out loud. Let's not get nuts here.
Like, the team could have a collapse, the last month of the season. I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's where they missed Tito. Like, this is...
Well, there's another part to all this,
too. This is not the time that I'm thinking about that. I'm so happy they got off to a good start because I do think it's so crucial that when a team gets a new voice, that, it's easy to come out with your hair on fire for a weekend. Hey, we've got a new manager. We're going to be aggressive. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to do all these different things that, maybe there was a malaise towards the end of the last voice that we had heard for a decade. So I thought it was so crucial, Kenny, that they got off to the good start. And they did. They absolutely did. That is so huge. Now I want to see how they weather the storm with if there is some, if like Mitch mentioned, taxing the bullpen arms. All right, we also know that not only is Bieber gone for the year, what's up with Tristan McKenzie? Is it just a matter of time before he's done for the year?
That's a conversation that we're going to have because he's going today, right? I mean, if he goes out there and he has another bad outing,
it's
like,
it.
Buddy,
we could be
what
doing
are we
surgery.
Holding on to here?
We could be getting surgery, and then that could be it for Tristan McKenzie. Mm-hmm. How does a team – that's a situation where I'd actually have faith in Tito. I would bet on Tito being able to get a team past that point and withstand that type of adversity. Vogt, we'll see. Now they have done a nice job. Just putting behind them the Bieber thing. But now when you get two of your starters in your rotation, that becomes something that I don't think just any manager can overcome.
Well, it's difficult, and maybe they're in a weird thing, maybe they're thinking, man, can you nurse it along until Henches comes back for the bullpen and for when Gavin Williams is able to come back? Like, that's a weird thing to say. I don't – like, that's very obviously very speculative – but that's maybe one of the things that I'm thinking of because clearly he's not right, and part of that is that injury, and that came out yesterday. Jason Lloyd was tweeting about it. I think Zach Meisel was the first one to report it there. So, I mean, there's a lot going on. We knew he was banged up. We didn't know it was a torn UCL, for crying out loud. And I want to get back to the Francona thing for just a moment here because it's not throwing him under the bus. We're an honest show. I'm going to admit something here. It's this year so far. It's been a month of baseball. And not even a full month, by the way. But this year so far, it's caused me to pay attention more, to try to be sharper in it. Because I think in the past, and I think a lot of us do this because the baseball seasons are so long, and we are full of distractions in our life. And hell, tomorrow the NBA playoffs start. you know, we got to pay attention to the Cavs at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. But you turn the baseball game on and you have it on in the background with background noise and you say, I'm watching the game. I think part of that was the Terry Francona security blanket thing. We're going, hey, we'll be all right. We got Francona. Just because I have the game on, like I've accused this of people calling in about the Browns before. It's just because you have the game on in front of you doesn't mean you know what the hell you're watching. Or does it, go back on that and let me say, doesn't mean you're paying attention to what you're watching. And I will say, it did seem to be guilty as charged on that. Where it's like, hey, I got it on, and I might be looking at the TV with my father-in-law, but I'm not necessarily locked in the way I am right now because I'm wanting to see what Steven Vogt is doing right, what I might have, not a problem with, but questions about because it's so good right now and he's done so well so far. And I do think he's breathed some fresh air into things. I can't say a problem, but some of the things that I have to say, all right, should you have left Carlos Carrasco in the sixth? When you have a three-run inning and it's 5-4, we'll see how the rest of the game goes, but that's going to be something that people bring up. You know, the bunting, less bunting, moving guys around on base, being more aggressive with some of these guys. The question of putting Gabriel Arias out in center field going, hey, are we being too cute here? Or are you doing what you have to do to give a guy a day off because he might need a day off there? Like, these are things that you didn't really lock in before because I think after a period of time, we go, well, we got Tito and Tito will figure it out and that's no big deal. I'll admit it. I'll be open and honest about it.
I just can't get over this team getting off to this kind of a start with everything that was on the line. I mean, you think about what the fans would do if they would have sputtered out of the gates.
Yeah.
Like this would have been a baseball desert, you know, for a while.
Because then people don't get mad. They it goes back to the old arguments that you and I both said we were like,
yeah,
man, there will be a time, I'm sure, when eventually the transfer ownership comes around, but that now isn't the time that we want to do that. And we don't want to, if they were 6-13, I think you and I would be dreading to have that conversation.
I wouldn't be surprised if this means kind of an instant return now. If you know, we get the next homestand, you get some nice days. Now all these people want to come see a first place team.
Yeah.
There's definitely an impact when it comes to what happens, you know, at the gates. God. So I love that. And they're just getting to know this team, this manager. And that wouldn't have happened if they got off to a terrible start.
I'd love to get some breathing room here. It's still going to be pretty difficult, but I'd love to get some breathing. The A's
are... Well, yeah, because Kansas City has been so good.
Kansas City's been good. The A's are in town. Then you got Boston coming back. Boston's terrible defensively. How long is Devers out? He wasn't out yesterday. He wasn't out there yesterday because I know they ran into each other.
Yeah, but they DH'd him.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, you got the offense there. And then Atlanta, Atlanta, then you have
Boston.
Houston's
fans,
been terrible
Boston
this year,
fans
so I
actually
can't
hate this team right now.
Yeah. 216-474-0092. Let me get to Jeff in Cleveland Heights. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Ken and Anthony. Good morning.
Morning.
I just want to say, I think my favorite thing about this season so far is Josh Naylor proving that last year wasn't some fluke and he's doing it again. And he's providing a lot of needed power in that lineup right now. And when he figured out how to hit lefties and become an everyday player, that was an amazing change.
He's really made a great leap, hasn't he? He really has. Offensively, defensively, Jeff, I think you're right about that because I think a lot of people were kind of just waiting for the other shoe to drop because they didn't want to jump in. And I've always said, and Jeff, thank you very much for the call. I think he's an entertaining player. Is he the best player in the Guardians? No, but he's hitting very well. He's playing very well right now. He might be in the conversation for one of the top few best baseball players on the Guardians right now. But to be able to be an everyday player and to be a good everyday player and a good everyday first baseman, I think has gone a long way there. He's played very comfortably. He's still wonderfully entertaining. He's a dangerous-looking individual. And he might very well be my favorite Cleveland Guardian for all that said. But I still like Stephen Kwan a whole lot. There's a lot of likable players on the
club,
team.
A clubhouse guy that
a lot
you
of likable
can
guys.
100% see that the other guys in that locker room, in that clubhouse, like they believe in him. They would rather have nobody else
I agree.
In there. And then, you know, helps that his brother's on the team.
I totally agree.
And he's pretty good.
But I do, I will say today, like we are watching McKenzie like a hawk because you're in this weird spot where you start off so well. It's still so early in the season. You want to make sure you balance the season right, but you also want to balance the future the right way. And I got one guy who will more than likely be coming back. And I know you and I had that argument before about, well, whether or not he would come back, depending on what's already happened. And if he gets something that's that's a similar offer from somebody else, would Shane Bieber go somewhere else? I'm like, well, you can't just go. If Oakland, or I should say Sacramento, offers you something similar, I'm not going to Sacramento and being a part of that. That's not going to happen. So I think he'd be smart about it. But when it comes to Tristan McKenzie, it's like I have a lot of faith in Tristan McKenzie that it could be a very nice part of the future here for this ball club for some time to come. And so I do have to pay attention tonight of whether or not, you know, this is another kind of up and down outing. If he has to labor through it, obviously he is laboring through some pain, because you know, we're gonna have to preserve the future here as well with this kid. Because I want to make sure that he's taken care of as well. Because our pitching has been developed wonderfully over the last decade. It's been kind of our gold standard. I got to make sure this young man's going to be fine, because he has a lot of potential for this club. Coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, head coach of your Cleveland Browns, Kevin Stefanski, live in studio. He's going to be in here. Tone has already prepared several questions. I mean, this is going to be Ed Bradley stuff later on today at 8 o'clock right here in the Serpentini Auto Group studios. I mean, it's going to be something else with Kevin Stefanski, the head coach of your Cleveland Browns, joining us live in studio. Coming up at 9:20, AC, Austin Carr, Cavs legend, Cavs TV broadcaster. He'll join us at 9:20, right before coming in hot at 9:40. 216-474-0092. I need to hear from the fans at 6:40. You got one chance to get me going on something. That's at 6.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
40. Up next, Tristan Thompson's laying down the law. It's about last night, next on The Fan.
Now, The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Is that Nick Saban?
Yes.
What,
yes,
God,
it's that's only been in there since
March
15th.
I'm always getting ready for the show, or I'm getting ready for the segment. I'm not listening to that. And I heard that, and I'm thinking,
I believe you.
Boy, he's really just doing some complaining there, ain't he? Lord almighty.
Think about it. You're going to have Nick Saban doing analysis this year for college football. You're going to have Bill Belichick.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear Bill Belichick talk about other people's draft picks.
He is going to be on some of the coverage.
Well, what'd you think of this pick, Bill? Well, it wasn't a white wide receiver. So
not
really,
from Rutgers or Navy.
Really don't like him.
Not a tight end.
I really think the Browns should have picked a white wide receiver there.
I have nothing to do with Aaron Hernandez. Kenny, do you think he'll be good? Do you think he will be a good analyst?
Reckless speculation.
Who's going to be a good analyst?
As a football player, I didn't know anything about the other stuff.
Belichick?
Even though Urban Meyer told me all about him behind the scenes.
Jeez, put the safety back on.
Reckless speculation.
He had all those great stats.
Stop doing it. Eh, what the hell? It's Friday.
No, we can't have that attitude.
You know what? You're the one in charge of the buttons over there.
We're out of
if he gets
already.
In trouble, I'm not going to stick up for him anymore.
All right, so Carlos Carrasco almost got to 90 at 89 pitches yesterday. Ended up giving two earned runs. Struck out five and two-thirds. Scattering, Kenny. I just like to use it.
He scattered. Scattering. He scattered.
Scattering. Four hits. As the Guardians
spreading
did it again.
Fertilizer.
13-6.
True.
13-6.
Gardo's 13-6.
Do you walk around with the fertilizer? What do you call it?
The spreader?
The spreader. Yes.
No.
Hand spreader or I have a push spreader? And it's
yeah, I got a push spreader too, but yeah. No.
The wheel? Do you
it's
have a good wheel?
It's more for salt.
Yeah. But no, I don't use it for salt. I got one of the big measuring spoon deals cup deals.
Wow.
And I put it in a big bucket and then I just.
I like to do it like old man Marley. Just put it in a giant metal trash can and a shovel.
And then stare at the kids next door.
Yep.
But you know what?
You would have been turned in.
I love old man Marley sitting at church. He's like, you know, I'm not what people say about me. He could smile. Maybe they would. Maybe kids wouldn't make up horrific rumors about you if you just smile at him once in a while.
Serial killer clothes.
Maybe
out of
a change of clothes would help. Yeah.
It might be nice.
Me and my son don't talk to each other anymore.
Wonder why.
I wouldn't smile at him. And then he started making up rumors about me killing a bunch of people and making salt out of their bodies.
So Carlos Carrasco, now 1-1 on the season, 3.44 ERA. Here is Stephen Vogt on what he saw.
That was outstanding. I mean, after the first, he really settled in and was efficient after that. And, again, we talk about just his veteran ability to make pitches. Even up to this point, when he's had struggles, he's found a way to wiggle out of them. So really good for him to give us some length right there. And then, obviously, the back end of the bullpen was phenomenal again.
Is that what happened? Is Lima's dad just like an old man Marley in Hinsdale, Illinois, and we just don't know?
Me and my son don't talk to each other anymore.
That could be it. The next time you take the kids to Chicago.
I would say next time we have Danny Parkins on, forget about the book.
He and his fat friend make up rumors about me on the radio out in Cleveland.
Carlos Carrasco, 37 years old, and he was dealing yesterday. And I think big news because we're talking about just getting through, right? Getting through it when Bieber's out. Who knows about Tristan McKenzie? I mean, we are going to be monitoring every pitch today.
Yeah.
This is why it's big for other guys to come in and step up. And when you take 3 out of 4 in Fenway like that, just absolutely spectacular.
That was awesome. It was a little scary in the sixth inning, but once the base is cleared, I'm like, all right, let's just get out of this thing and move on. And for whatever reason, after the inning, after the sixth, I'm like, oh, they'll hold on to it. They'll be fine. Sure as hell, man, they held on to it. Got a lot of confidence in this group. So, a lot of fun to watch them.
So, monitoring what the velocity will be today with Tristan McKenzie. How about we monitor Deshaun Watson and the zip as he's getting closer and closer to returning. Andrew Berry, as heard right here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan in real time, talking about the rehab and where he's at.
Deshaun was thrown up to 40 yards. Like he's in a pretty good spot. Progressing, you know, as appropriate. We're really, really pleased with the work that he's put in and really pleased with how the shoulder's responding. But we're still in the middle of a rehab process. So we know that it can take, you know, different, you know, left and right turns. But we're pretty optimistic in terms of what we've seen so far.
I mean, music to my ears, I guess it all is still as somebody who's always a cynic. Like, I've been skeptical on these things. Let's see it actually play out. But, I mean, I can't sit here and think that they're all lying about Deshaun Watson. I think this is a very good indicator.
If he can throw it 40 yards, then eventually he'll be able to throw it 50 yards. And that's just about as far as you need him to throw it, to be honest with you. So we're feeling pretty good
here. In the Stefanski offense, what do you truly need?
There you go.
But I do think this beats the alternative of them just not saying anything. Because you know for a fact, if they were beating around the bush, not really going in depth, then yes, I'd be worried. I do find it interesting. I see people keep clipping the headline of, yes, he should be ready week one. We're confident. Like I week one, it seems like he could go out there and throw this week if they had some kind of a game. Like why are we even throwing in week one? That's the stuff that makes me nervous.
What do you mean by that?
Just the fact that they even have to talk about week one.
Well, because I think that's what everybody's asking. And again, we don't know this injury because it's all baseball pitchers. So here's a football player, and since we don't know about the recovery here, and by the way, that's all what fans care about. They just care about week one. They don't care about anything in March or April or whatever. They care about week one. And so as long as they tell people he's ready for week one, I think people are going to be right along there with him.
All right.
We are now on the eve of NBA playoff basketball back in Cleveland. Game one tomorrow, 1 o'clock between the Magic and your Cavaliers, the four seed. And I do believe the gamblers are on the side of the wine and gold. I don't know if fans here are on the side of the wine and gold based on what I've heard this week, but they've increased their odds as being a favorite. I think it's up to five points they're laying for game one. Meanwhile, Tristan Thompson knows once the playoffs start, that means physicality.
I just think you hate the opponent more and more as the series go on, right? So that's why intensity's up, because you're just more angry and frustrated. You keep seeing the same guy for about 2 weeks straight. So, of course, every round is more on the line. There's less games. There's more eyes. The media crowd becomes bigger. More family members start wanting to come to games. So, but that's part of the playoffs, though. You know, I love it. I embrace it.
We are just a day away, and I'm wondering, we'll take the temperature a little bit later on here on the fans, if it's taken them a week to rid themselves of the shame of tanking the fourth quarter against the Hornets as they are now getting ready to start that
Darius
next season.
Darius said they weren't afraid of the smoke. We'll play that at 7. He said they were not about tanking in the fourth quarter. They ain't afraid of any smoke.
Well, you're going to have more play-in games tonight. I don't know if that's going to be on your radar, Ken, as we are.
Well, why wouldn't it be on my radar?
Well, just the end of the play-ins and then transitioning to
regular playoff basketball. I put on NBA games in the background anyway, so why wouldn't it be on my radar? I mean, after the Gardos play tonight, why wouldn't I have anything on?
I think it's going to suck that there weren't any games last night. Last night there needed to be some
you know
games.
What? I'm okay with it. I thought it was a nice break from everything.
So the Bulls take on Miami. Miami not going to have Jimmy Butler, and then Sacramento and the Pelicans at 9:30. So, you know, not the best of matchups. We were thinking there could be a universe where it was going to be Golden State and the Lakers. Certainly not going to be the case. Now, Pelicans without Zion.
Yeah.
Man, it is just so hard. These guys load manage all year, and then where are we at? No Jimmy Butler,
because
no Zion.
Tone, I don't,
Alex Caruso is banged up.
The old heads, old style guys just might be right, man. I don't know how much help it is to load manage. They're doing the science. They say it doesn't really help. I think the only sport it might help a little bit in is football, and I think you'd have the argument about that, whether or not that helps.
Yeah. Now, meanwhile,
because you got to toughen up the skin.
Donovan Mitchell just 2 days ago said he is 100%. I know there are some people in town do not believe him.
Including Brown or a Cavs beat reporter.
Yeah, Fedor said he didn't necessarily believe him, but Donovan's not looking for excuses. When he says he's going to be 100%, that is a guy that doesn't want to hear excuses about anything. That's it for about last night.
Kevin Stefanski, 8 o'clock, tough talking tone, is going to be asking him a lot of questions. I'm going to be asking a lot of softballs. Let's be honest about this. No, Kevin Stefanski is going to join us at 8 o'clock. Up next, this is your last chance this week to do it. I just want to make sure if you don't, you say it, because we've been begging all week. Really, Tone's been begging all week. This is your last chance to do it. It's Friday. What is it? I'll tell you next on The Fan. I know we like put out the bat signal for listeners. Owen, do you have Lyman and I getting in fights on Monday by any chance? We can come back with that at 7 o'clock if you want to, because I got to tell you guys, it was a knockdown drag out on Monday. I didn't mean it to be that way. It really became that way on Tuesday. And Lyman put the mouth on me. And had a lot of people saying, Ken wants the Cavs to lose. And I think that a lot of people are just trying to work me into a shoot. And that's not true. Obviously, I want the Cavs to win. I'm a big Cavs fan, and I want the Cleveland teams to win, and I want the Cavs to win. But I did tell you, because Lyman goes, Mr. Voice of the Fan. And I said, kind of think I am Voice of the Fan right now. I don't think that a lot of people are really excited. Maybe later in the week. Well, it's later in the week. So this week has been kind of muted with what happened last weekend, which, guys, it's been 5 days, so I don't want to sit there and belabor that. We can get ready for this Orlando series. It's kind of our last chance, guys. You want us to whoop it up? Do you want us to play the Michael Stanley? Do you want us to do this, or are you just kind of wait and see? I want speak now, forever hold your peace. I'm dead serious about this. We got Kevin Stefanski coming in at 8, and I want to, guys. I don't want to be a stick in the mud or a fuddy-duddy or anything. I want to make sure that the fan has the voice of the fan today. We got a playoff series starting tomorrow. I don't know what ticket prices are.
A playoff series that I am excited about.
You are excited. Well, I'm excited to see it. And obviously, I'm getting more excited for the Cavs, but I'm not feeling it from the fan base. And so I've been a little bit reserved and a little bit quiet here over this last 48 hours. And I want to make sure that it's exactly what they want. It's exactly the type of fan base that we have where they you better prove it to them. Which I'm not saying you're bad fans. That's not the point of this. I want to know to make sure we have the proper perspective going into this game where they got to be an out.
Well, I just thought this whole season, regardless of whether they had a healthy lineup or they were playing backups, piecing it together the way that JB had to do it all year. And we know that things went south after the All-Star break. You know, they were a below 500 team that you never knew what you were going to get game to game. They had these amazing wins. They had these horrendous, humiliating losses. And then the tank job in the fourth quarter that had everybody booing them out of the arena on Fan Appreciation Night. After all was said and done, though, I kind of tried, at least while I was breaking down any game that we would, whether it was in About Last Night or talking about the themes of the year, I tried to always bring it back to, in reality, none of this matters until the playoffs start. Well, here we are. This is what we put up with the entire regular season, whether they were 18-2 during a stretch or whether it was after the All-Star break, was getting to now. And here we are on the eve of a playoff series that not only do you have home court, not only are you the four seed and that you are favored in, it is finally your chance to set aside everything that we saw, the horror show of last year against the Knicks. What we saw, the lights too bright, getting pushed around, MSG, the nightmares of Mitchell Robinson and Jalen Brunson outplaying Donovan Mitchell. Like, this was your chance. Not vindication, because that series happened. You're never going to be able to get that series back. But a year later, let's see what you learn from it. Let's see if you understand what it takes to play in the postseason. Now, here's your test. Everything before that was just a preamble. That was the quiz to lead up to what you have now. It is the test. And you get to start it tomorrow at home.
So 216-474-0092. Last year was a big pep rally before the season started, before the playoff series started. And it left, obviously, a bad taste in everybody's mouth and the lights being bright, which we'll have Donovan or Darius Garland's comments on that coming up here at 7 o'clock as well. I want to know whether or not you feel the lights still are too bright about the Cavs and you are still just going to be reserved about this, or should we be whooping it up? It's a voice of a fan thing, and I want to know if the people are starting to turn here. I cannot sit there and belabor. I do not want to be that guy that sits there and talks about old Browns wide receivers and that's why they can't draft the Browns wide receiver. I'm not going to sit there and say, well, you know who the owner is, so I can't get worked up about the Guardians and get excited about a 13-6 start. And I don't want to sit there and be the guy who brings up them and what happened against Charlotte on Sunday 5 days ago as a reason to not get excited. But if a fan is feeling on doing it, then fine. If the fans, if the majority of them who talk to us every day feel that way, then fine. Like, I want to know from you, because this is our last chance to whoop it up before we take off on this odyssey. Good, bad, whatever it might be, I want to know. 216-474-0092. I want to whoop it up. I do. But I want to make sure you guys are on board. I'm tired of being down. I'm not trying to be negative. I'm tired of being cynical about this. Even the audio, you're sitting there going, oh, you got playoff experience? Was that playoff experience? Like, I'm done with that. It's time to move forward and time to get it done. Are you with me? 216-474-0092. That, and if you're not trying to duck smoke, then that must mean you want all the smoke. And obviously, that's a quote because I've never talked about smoke in my life. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, Kevin Stefanski at 8 o'clock on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.